What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, I just got an order for my baklava. So I'm going to show you how I make my baklava. I'm not going to show you every exact step out of it, because obviously that will defeat the purpose of you guys buying it from me. But if you're high IQ, you're willing to put in the work, it's really not that difficult to make baklava. So I'm like gonna show you overview of the vast majority of steps. Making the baklava takes about 20 minutes. The longest thing is having it in the oven. So let's get started. First order of business, you need a 9 by 13 tray like this one over here. I'm gonna put my gloves on in a minute once I start working with the stuff. I'm just showing you, okay guys? So this tray is a little bit over 9 by 13, which is perfectly fine, because we're gonna put the filio dough, okay? You can buy this from Walmart for like $4.96. This is all you need. It actually comes in two. So what I do is I put one at the bottom, then I put the nuts, and then I put the other one on top of it, okay? So first order of business, guys, is what we're gonna do is that we're gonna take the butter that I had melted in here, okay? We're gonna take this butter and we're gonna there we go. Let me show you. Okay, guys, the butter, right? The butter. We're gonna take the butter and we're gonna go like this in the pan. And the reason we're doing that is that we don't want the baklava to get stuck to the bottom of the pan. As you guys can tell, or maybe can't hear it, I'm listening to Terrence Pop in the background. You know, that's one of the good things about working on a food truck, especially if it's your thing. You can do whatever the F you want and not have to worry. Unless, of course, you got customers out. And even if you do have customers, you know, a lot of times, guys, when I'm in here and I have customers, I'm actually listening to my MGTOW stuff, working, even when I have customers outside. As long as I acknowledge them and they know that I'm working on their order, that's really all that matters. So, all right, guys, so the first step of getting the pan done, with butter at the bottom of it so it doesn't get sticky, has been done. The next order of business is that I'm gonna take one of these rolls, I'm gonna put them in here, then I'm gonna put the nuts on top of them, and then I'm gonna take that roll, put it on top of that, and then I'll just cut them, okay guys? I'm gonna see you in a couple minutes. All right, guys, so I took one of the rolls from here, and I put the rolls in the pan, as you guys can tell. So the next order of business, guys, is that I'm gonna put the nuts in here. Now, some people say you should put more butter on it, but I don't do that because you can actually put the butter on the whole thing at the end. As long as you get the pan buttered up so the baklava doesn't stick to it, that's really all that matters. So next order of business, guys, I'm gonna put the nuts and I'm gonna come back to you in a minute. Alright, guys, so what we have over here, guys, is the walnuts, okay? This is not the pistachio. The pistachio goes on top of the walnuts. So here is the walnuts, guys. This is a walnut that goes on top of the 20 sheets. You know, again, for those of you who missed it, I had a whole roll of this down here. Then I put a good amount of walnuts on top of that roll here. This is what we're looking at, okay, guys? So after this, guys, we're gonna put the pistachio nuts. All right, talk to you in a second. All right, guys, so I put pistachio nuts on top of the walnuts. Now, the thing about pistachio on baklava is that pistachio is extremely expensive. So what a lot of people do is that they would actually sprinkle a little pistachio on top of the baklava, which, and then they say, well, it has pistachio in it. Yeah, it does have pistachio, but it has a very, very small amount of pistachio, and that's sprinkled on the top. With me, as you guys can see, I got a good amount of pistachio in here, guys, okay? We have a decent amount of pistachios right in here alongside the walnuts. Now, of course, you got far more walnuts than pistachio. However, you have a decent amount of pistachio nuts in here. And again, a lot of these places out there, they tell you we got pistachio in our baklava. They just sprinkle a little bit of a pistachio on top of it, and they say that's the pistachio we have. Me, on the other hand, you guys can see that you have a nice, decent amount of pistachio here in the baklava. So the next step would be to take this and put it on top of it, okay? All right, guys, so this is the second to final step, which is putting the second roll on top of the walnuts. Now, some people will actually, a good amount of baklava makers, is that they'll make their baklavas in two or three layers to give you the impression that you're really getting more nuts, when in reality you're not. It's kind of like the Big Mac, you know? They got two patties and a bun in the middle, gives you the idea that you're getting more food, when in reality you're just getting more bread. So I don't bother with that game, you know? I'm gonna show you exactly. You're getting dough, nuts, dough. Not to mention that a lot of people, especially our customers here on the truck, they like putting a scoop of ice cream in the middle of the baklava. So what they do is, this half of the baklava up here, they open it up like this, then they take a scoop of ice cream and they put it, mainly vanilla, and they put it on top of the nuts. And then they put it in the microwave, or they let it melt naturally, and they love that. So anyways, the next step after this, guys, would be pouring the butter on top of all this. Okay, guys, so I'm gonna do this and then I'm gonna come back to you. All right, guys, so as you guys can see, I have strategically dumped the hot butter on top of the fillet dough. So this is gonna be the last step. The last step would be to actually partition it. I mean, if you really want, you can put this in the oven the way it is and it'll come out perfectly fine. It's not gonna be cut into pieces. Now, since I cut them into pieces and I sell them, I gotta cut them into pieces. So what I do, guys, is that I cut 1, 2, 3, you know, 4, yeah, when it horizontally, I cut 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, wait a second, I gotta get a ruler out, so this is what you do, guys. You cut them like this, and then like this. Honestly, guys, you can really cut them any damn way you want, really, if you ask me, you know. Again, you can put this in the oven the way it is and it'll still come out good, you know. So some people want to get a fancy and they want to cut them into like triangles. I don't do that. I'd rather cut them into freaking squares and call it mission accomplished. Make my life easy. No need to make my life hard for no reason by getting all fancy. At the end of the day, it's gonna taste exactly the same, whether it's a fucking triangle, circles, or a big-ass square, you know. Anyway, so I'm gonna cut this up and get back to you in a second. All right, guys, so as you guys can see, I vertically cut them. So we got 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we have this over here as extra. And I'm going to tell you why I have this as extra. So as you guys know, when you have them like this, what ends up happening is that you're always going to have a little extra if you're trying to do everything nicely equally. You know, you're always going to have a little bit of extra, because you have to remember, this is 9 by 13, so it's 9 inches like this, 13 inches like that. So when you cut them equally, yeah, you're gonna have a little bit left over. So with this left over here, what I'm gonna do is, when I ship these out to you guys on Amazon, the stuff that's left over here, I'm gonna give that to you as an addition. That way you get to have a little bit over a pound and a half of baklava. My baklava, when I pack my baklava, it's about a pound and a half, but then when you use the vacuum sealer, it tends to lose a few ounces. So what I'm gonna do is, again, for you guys on Amazon, I'm gonna give you a little bit of extra baklava. So that's what this row is reserved for. Okay, so next up is to cut like this. See you in a minute. Alright guys, so alright, this is the final stage before it goes into the oven. So I cut it horizontally as well. So as you guys can see, when I cut it horizontally, this is how it looks like. Now it's ready for sale. All it has to do, guys, is go into the oven. Now, actually, you can put this in the freezer for a couple of months. Believe it or not, guys, this is a good thing about baklava. Baklava, because it's nuts, fill you dough. You can, as long as you properly store it, like, you can put this in the freezer for a couple of months, even after you cook it. As long as it's in a cool, dry place, it can actually be there for a couple of weeks to a month. That's why I'm telling you guys, I might send it out to Amazon. As long as people buy it within 30 days of being on Amazon, we should be fine. You know, I don't use any preservatives or anything unnatural. It's all natural. So this is it, dude. So like I said, I got an order for tomorrow, so I'm gonna put it in the oven after I'm done, and tomorrow morning this is gonna go out. You know, somebody ordered it on Amazon, and they're gonna get, you know, half of this, and then they're gonna get a couple of these over here just to get them up to 1.5 pounds, or maybe even a little bit more. Because like I said, when you use the vacuum sealer, it tends to take off a couple of ounces. So if any of you guys actually order overnight, like by maybe 12 in the by 12 noon tomorrow, I'll be able to ship you out from this. So half of this is already going out to a guy on Amazon, okay? The other half is either gonna be used up on the truck, or it's gonna go to one of you guys or whoever orders off of Amazon. So yeah, guys, that's my steps to making baklava. It's time consuming, it's not overly complex, but it does require some sort of dedication to it, you know, because again, the difference between great baklava and meh baklava is very, very thin. So this is why you have to make sure that you properly do everything. That way you can have an amazing baklava. So after this, I'll put it in the oven, 350 degrees, maybe 35 minutes. And then after that, what I'm gonna do, guys, is that I'm gonna put honey on top of it. I'm gonna put grade A honey, real honey. I'm also gonna put light brown sugar and a hint of cinnamon and a zest of lemon. So I don't know if I'm gonna get this video out tonight, but in 12 hours from now, well, a little bit over 12 hours from now, I think it's only 9 o'clock. I mean, Terrence Pop is still on. So, yeah, in about 14 hours from now, guys, this is gonna be sent somewhere in America to an Amazon customer. And like I said, if any of you guys order by noon tomorrow, Florida, you'll have the other half of this. So like I said, guys, I got Terrence Pop. I'm listening to Terrence Pop on the background. This is a good thing about working in a food truck like this, dudes. If you guys are doing events, if you're doing catering, that would be the best, because you can make a lot of money off of events, off of catering. That's what I'm really doing. Like, I'm not a fan of catering. I'd rather do Amazon than do catering. But if you know what you're doing, you're in the right place, you got the right idea. Again, Amazon isn't bad. I mean, granted, I'm selling this for $35. So just to give you an idea, guys, this is $35, okay? If I sell this entire tray on Amazon, it's gonna go for $70, okay? 35 times 2. Now, just to give you some quick cost, okay? $35, okay? Out of $35, Amazon takes 15%. So right off the bat, I'm down to like $30, okay? Now, out of that $30, $2 go toward me packaging the baklava. So now we're down to $28. Now, out of that $28, $10 goes toward the free shipping that I offer. So now I'm down to $18. Out of that $18, how much do I spend on the ingredients? How much do I spend on going to the post office? What if I had an employee doing this? So out of the $18, after paying off my expenses like ingredients, obviously paying for the food truck, shit like that, out of that $18, I'd probably make, you know, $6-$7 if I'm lucky, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, when it comes to dealing with Amazon, you gotta make it off of volume, you know. If I can sell like 20 of them a day off of Amazon, and I just ship them out to Amazon, FBA by Amazon, that's all I need to do. You know, I can hire an employee, have them come in, spend a couple hours, pump them out one after another, and boom, shakalaka-laka, I can legit have a baklava factory here in Florida. Realistically speaking, I can have a baklava factory here in Florida. If we get that popular, we can have a baklava factory here, okay? They do have baklava factories in Glendale and where the Armenians and Persians are. But honestly, guys, my shit is better than their shit, and I'm gonna tell you why. The problem with Middle Easterners is that because all they care about is money, they will skimp on ingredients. Instead of using real honey, they're gonna use sugar with water. Instead of putting in a good amount of pistachio, they're gonna sprinkle some pistachio up here and say, oh yeah, that's pistachio, man. Not with me. I don't skimp on ingredients. Again, out of $18 it cost me to make half of this over here, at least $10-$11 at least is going into the ingredients of actually making it. So what does that tell you, guys? I have premium quality stuff. Alright, guys, I'll see you in the next one. And again, if you guys order by the time TFM's show starts tomorrow, Wednesday, or by the time I upload this video, it's already going to be Wednesday, you know, like after 12 o'clock, it's technically Wednesday, right? So if you guys order by the start of TFM's show this Wednesday, you will get the other half. Now, of course, if there's more than, you know, one person ordering, I'll have to make baklava, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to ship that out same day, but I'll definitely be able to ship it out next day. So again, half of this is already going to an Amazon customer. The other half, guys, if you order by the start of TFM's show tomorrow, you will get the other half shipped out to you tomorrow, God willing. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.